right. And Vernon Dozier is going to be with us. And yes, Vernon is going to be with us. And I think we also have a visit coming up from... oh, my God. Well, I'm going to be singing, right?
Well, you're going to be singing. Margaret's going to sing Ice House. What is that, Ice House? That's a song, No Promises. I wanted to read this Rex Tillerson thing, and then Margaret heard me. Margaret, you heard me practicing it, right?
Well, I heard you... What do you mean, practicing it? I heard you reading it, and that's when I decided to... That's when I made the decision that I would...
Well, you made the decision, huh?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Bud, turn this down, will you? Sorry, Bud, just fade it out. Welcome, folks. Now, then the other thing is we got Jeff Dowder.
Now, this kid Dowder, yeah, he fixed the compression, right?
I don't know if he fixed it or not. I mean, we still have what we got, you know, and how does it sound?
You're asking me? What? I don't even know what the problem was in the first place.
It sounds a bit hollow.
Oh, great.
But I think the evening out of levels may be what you want. I don't know.
Well, we'll get Jeff Dowder on to see if, in fact, he did do that. Now, the article...
See if he did. Did you pay him?
Yeah, I paid him a couple of bucks. What's the problem?
Well, then you want to make sure the guy did it. Hey, Dickman, next time you talk, make sure your mouth works.
Yeah, he's trying to get it out, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet he's trying to get it out.
What the general, I think, is saying is, and I understand, General, did the guy do the job, and why would I pay him if he didn't do the job, and I don't sound definite about whether he did the job, right?
That's exactly right.
Well, I don't know if he did the job, but I did pay him.
So that makes you an idiot. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, so you're looking for an excuse to call people an idiot today. Is that it?
No. Oh, baby.
Dad, I understand.
General, I understand as well. Jeff will explain to us. I think he did the job. If he didn't, he didn't, okay? Look, I don't know the amount of money that I've spent in my life paying people to do a job that they didn't do. How much money do you think you've spent on stuff like that?
All right, look, Phil, let's not get into how, you know, you've spent money hand over fist for bad work. This is now, that was then. Today's today, and yesterday was yesterday. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm not asking you.
I understand, yes. And we'll get to that just as soon as we get to that. So, but first off, let me just get over to this thing, man. It's an article by, I think it was an article by Rex Tillerson. That wasn't an article by Rex Tillerson.
Tillerson is the subject of the article. Oh, man.
Hey, man, just find it.
General, we're going to find this.
Yeah, it's basically, you guys may have heard it because it was pretty big news this afternoon. Rex Tillerson was giving an address to VMI, to the graduating class of Virginia Military Institute, and he essentially said in a quote, and I'm quoting the article, this the one I'm reading here is from, I think, from the New York Times, written by Gardner Harris.
Well, you see, the New York Times, now you're going to have Trump saying, hey, man, it's the what do you call it, the fake news?
Yeah, he calls it a fake news.
Well, okay, call it fake news if you want, but he was there, he said it, it's in on the record. In a veiled rebuke of President Trump...
Look, Phil, I'm not saying anything, I'm just, that's what Trump's going to say.
I don't think Trump is going to call this fake news. I think he's going to call Tillerson...
Well, yeah, he'll call Tillerson fake news.
What? How do you call a guy fake news?
Hey, let me finish this.
I want to hear what Phil has to say, and I'd really appreciate it if you jive turkeys.
How about you?
That's right. You turkeys, keep your trap shut.
All right, listen to me.
Just keep the beak shut.
Keep the beak shut? Oh, man, what I wouldn't give.
Oh, really? The light is green.
I'm going to clear this room in one, two...
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
In a veiled rebuke of President Trump, former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned on Wednesday the American democracy was threatened by a growing crisis of ethics and integrity. Now, this is a former Secretary of State, a member of the cabinet, who was fired, and now he's coming out, and he's basically, speaking his mind. Now, I don't know where, don't you think Trump should have known this was going to happen?
About what?
Don't you think that Trump should know if he's going to fire a guy? Or he's going to, a guy's going to get humiliated, that the guy is going to...
Well, you know, you expect a little bit of loyalty out of a man.
Yes, but the way this man was... And Kelly said that he was fired while he was in the...
Yes, he was in a bathroom taking a dump.
He didn't say taking a dump.
Well, he might as well have. It's the same thing.
Well, he might as... Well, then he could have said taking a shit, right?
No, that is not the same thing.
The fact of the matter is, Kelly said that.
All right, so Kelly said... Look, it's just as bad to say dump or take it or whatever. If some guy says to me that General Galen Shaw was removed from his job while he was taking a dump,
Wouldn't be good.
No, no, it wouldn't be good.
All right, so if our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or as we, as a people, become accepting of alternate realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as American citizens are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom.
He's right.
And you're happy that the guy said it. Now, there are a lot of cynical people who would say that Tillerson did his fair share of serving that master.
Well, there you go. He was working for the prevarication king himself, Donald Trump.
What's that mean?
What does what mean?
Prevarication?
It means lying.
It means I was going to do it.
Sorry.
It means lying.
All right.
What's so funny?
Nothing. If we do not, as Americans, confront the crisis of ethics and integrity in our society and among our leaders in both public and private sector, and regrettably at times even the nonprofit sector, then American democracy as we know it is entering its twilight years. Boy, that's a very, very strong strong statement.
Well, nonetheless, it's true. Now, I voted for Donald Trump, and I still think this man has done this country good. He's inspired the business community to invest and to have the confidence, the consumer confidence and so forth, that wasn't there.
Yeah, but do you think the American people are getting to a point now where they're not interested in democracy? They'd just as soon have a dictator?
What are you talking about?
Are you serious, Phil?
Thomas Hillary.
Well, why not? I hear it all the time. I hear people saying, oh, you know, people are not engaged in the democracy. And we even got people saying, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic.
Well, we still technically do.
Doesn't make any difference, man. Democracy, constitutional republic, the two things are interchangeable in this country. We call that democracy. You can call it representative government, constitutional republic. People are talking about it like it's the first time they ever heard of it.
Well, what is that? What are you talking about, constitutional republic?
It means the representative government that we have. All right?
Well, why is that democracy?
Democracy is a direct vote. Okay? A democracy would be take a vote from everybody in the country.
Oh, well, that's not very interesting.
Anyway, so it says here that they disagreed on a great many topics, Tillerson and Trump, and he referenced some of those in his speech, ending, reminding his audience that the United States gets much of its strength from a network of alliances. Wow, this...
So it looks like he went far afield, you know.
I mean, he's going to get in trouble with Trump, ain't he?
He doesn't work for Trump anymore.
He doesn't work for Trump, but yeah, he'll get in trouble. I mean, Trump, here's what Trump's going to do. He's going to come out and say a lot of stuff about Tillerson. If he does, I mean, say a whole bunch of jazz and make him look like a real turkey.
Well, he'll lie. He'll engage in his alternative facts.
Now, wait just a minute. What he says about Tillerson, you can't just say it's going to be a lie.
The fact is, you know that the cat is going to go public with some real embarrassing stuff. Mr. Tillerson also said citizens must demand that America's future be fact-based, not based on wishful thinking, not hoped-for outcomes made in... Well, Margaret, shallow promises.
Shallow promises. And sometimes those promises are no promises at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret Gray.
That's very timely that the music is coming up now.
Yes, it is, bud. That happens sometimes as we're lost in thought. Oh, Winter Palace. From the Arabian Night.
Yeah.
White waves on an ocean. Gems from a golden age.
All right.
Life in your new world, turning round and round.
What's the name of the song anyway? Come on.
Making some sense. There is no sense at all.
One.
What the hell was that?
That's how the song goes. No promises, but if you should fall,
stars die.
On Margaret.
Sorry. In the Arabian Nights, wind washes the seasons in these days of a golden age.
All right.
Life in your new world. Turning round and round.
My ears.
Kill the music for a second. Kill it.
Come on, Margaret. Keep going.
God damn it.
Just hurt my ear.
Hurt your one ear. I swear to God. No promises, But if you should fall, I could give you more than just the shape of things.
What does this song mean? Will you come on, Joe?
Break every word, begin it all again. Your name on a white sheet, pure lace shot with passion. But does love lies bleeding in your hands? Heaven sends you no promises of an Arabian night.
All right!
No white waves on an ocean. No gems from a golden age.
Sounding beautiful.
Life in your new world. Turning round and round. Turning round and round. Making some sense.
Where there's no sense at all.
That was a little masculine.
What is that? They're showing bikini clad women.
I give you no promises, but if you should fall, I could...
That's fine, Margaret.
Well, don't F with me.
Like Margaret Grayley's, no promises.
No promises from America to...
Yeah, check that out.
God damn, man.
Well, they're showing some very fetching-looking young women here on screen here.
No promises.
Thank you, Margaret Gray. As she talks to us about the shallow nature, the very, very shallow nature of promises made by an American government to its peoples.
He's Phil Hendry. Thank God it's him.
On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, recording session for Michener Plumbing. 1, 2.
Michener Plumbing. It's the plumbing for you.
Michener Plumbing, the plumbing for you. Since our family came to California in 1861, all we've ever done is fool around with pipes, plumbing, faucets, water, hot water heaters, everything. At Michener Plumbing, we have one key ingredient, teamwork. That's what we do. We get together, we look at it, we stare at it, pat each other on the back, and sometimes on the rear end, and say, let's take a break for lunch and figure it out when we come back for lunch.
Michener Plumbing. It's the plumbing for you.
Michener Plumbing. Three locations. 2121 Barside and 1651 Elf. Three full locations.
Michener Plumbing.
It's the plumbing for you.
I'm listening to my dog Roscoe right now. Roscoe, what do you want? Roscoe likes Shade dog food. You want to know why? Because they have that nice, tender, juicy Kobe beef. Sirloin. Tenderloin. Ah, yes, the filet mignon. They only use the very finest cuts of beef, the very finest tunas, high-grade stuff. Stuff that even homeless people can't get. My dog eats better than the wealthiest man on Park Avenue. Why? Because it's got to be that way. Because I want it that way. Because he deserves it. Shade dog food. My dog eats better than me.
That's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah.
But turn it the hell down, will you?
What?
Hey, that kid is... You're giving me a nosebleed, Bud, with the big loud mouth you got.
Well, at least Bud's being heard. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Don't forget that we have our chat coming up on Friday nights. This is our BSP chat, so if you're a member of the Backstage Pass crew, come on in and join us. If you're a member of our BSP family, come on in, say hello. At least give us your zip code so your ass can get up on the, I say ass with all due respect.
His ass.
Not, well, everybody's ass. Can get on our BSP map.
Now, this is the BSP map, shows where everybody lives, right?
Yeah, and we got people who are in Japan, and we got another guy that's in...
Where are the international people, Bud?
We got a guy in Japan, and we got another guy that's in Australia, and another guy in Guam, you know?
What do you mean Guam? You mean Guam?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Guam, Bud.
All right. And then we got another guy in Arabia that's Ben from Dubai.
Ben from Dubai, man.
Dubai.
What? By what?
Kick his ass
down. Wait a minute, cut!
Wait a minute. And who else?
Who else what?
Who else lives outside of the country?
Oh, whoa. I don't know, but that's a few of them.
Okay, so even if you don't live in the United States, be a BSP, be a Backstage Pass member.
Get a Backstage Pass, will you?
And become a member of our website family. 35,000 hours of some of the greatest radio your ass has ever heard. And occasionally we do our
classic show, and you guys had a...
I've got a big, big problem with that, and I don't think it was heard the other day.
General, go ahead, you take it.
Now,
I'll do it. You see, Phil...
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Let the general do it.
All right.
Well, I was going to say that I don't like the idea that you do this classic Wednesday and Phil class... Get out of here, will you? What are you trying to prove, anyway? You're giving that stuff away. When you give that stuff away, Phil, you give it away. Remember what the man said. Once it's given, you cannot reclaim. And when you reclaim...
That's all you...
I was making it up.
But I think it's a good start.
Thank you very much. I'll take it under advisement. I think it's a great way to promote what we have in our archive, and we'll continue.
I think you're giving it away, Phil, and it's gold, and you're a real dumbass for that.
Yeah, I got a grill on this, honey.
All right, well, I don't like the dumbass thing, but you're entitled to your opinion.
Well, you know, Phil, don't get your feelings hurt. Giving that stuff away, you might as well open up a bank vault and tell the walking dead, come on in and eat the money. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Hey.
Tell the walking dead, come on in and eat the money.
Don't you laugh at me.
I think it's a very good point.
All right, take it under advisement. The Phil Hendry Show.
Point two, would you get someone to oil that chair before I flip my lid?
Yeah, it is getting, and I did call up, when Donner was here, I called him up.
What do you mean you called him up?
You called him up when he was here?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go talk to him?
Because I wasn't here.
What'd you call him up about?
I called him up about getting up, about
oiling the chair?
Yeah.
All right, is Jeff on the line, or do you want to do Vernon?
I don't know.
Is Jeff on the line?
No.
Well, who is?
Vernon.
Well, let's do Vernon.
I want to do Jeff next.
I'm going to kick your ass.
All right.
We're going to get Vernon Dozier in here. Excuse me, now I'm losing my goddamn throat. We're going to get Vernon Dozier in here on the Phil Hendry Show, and we're going to talk to Vernon, and I don't want audacity up there, bud. Get out of here. We're going to talk to Vernon about the talk a little hockey with Vernon Dozier. I don't know if you're following the National Hockey League playoffs. We follow them here on the Phil Hendry Show, enjoy them immensely. And boy, oh boy, the Vegas Knights are the story.
Boy, this Vegas Knights, they really got you twisted, huh?
Well, General, this is a team that has, my goodness, what would you say, Phil?
They're breaking records. This is an expansion team, General. They've never played a season of hockey before.
Wait a minute, so this is a brand new team?
Yes. And they're going to be in the Stanley Cup playoffs, as far as I can tell. I mean, I'm just, just guessing here, but they are playing one hell of a game. Tonight they're playing at Vegas. They have a 3-1. No, it's 3-2. So it was looking kind of bad. There are 15 minutes left in the third period. Winnipeg has been fighting back. We got Vernon Dozier on the phone, Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, on the line with us. So, Coach... You're a little frustrated by all this.
Let me tell you why I'm frustrated, and it's a very simple thing. I'm frustrated because what this does is it undermines the credibility of these. Any new enterprise should have some time of struggle. If the Vegas Knights are not struggling, if they are going through the National Hockey League like a hot knife through butter, or as the man said, you know, like the gas out of a duck's. You know what?
Yes, we get it.
All right. Then there is either a brilliance on their part or there's something wrong with the NHL. And I think it's something wrong with the NHL.
All right, what do you think is wrong with the NHL?
I think what's wrong with the NHL is they've gotten sloppy and lazy in the ways that they, spread the talent around. I think they take things for granted. I think these clubs thought that they were going to wax Vegas sooner. I think they thought Vegas had a great season, but there's no way they're going to get past the first round of the playoffs. Now, these guys, I'll tell you right now, you could go to Vegas, and I don't know what kind of – I don't think you get very good odds if you bet on the Vegas Knights. I mean, you wouldn't make no money.
Let me ask you something. Coach, you say you wouldn't make no money. You're a teacher.
I'll get to you in a second, Margaret. You wouldn't make no money – on the Vegas Knights, if you bet them to win the Stanley Cup, probably everybody and his sister.
All right, now slow down. You know, the last time you were on the show...
Yeah, you got a hypertense.
I know I did. That's why I'm over at Bozell's. I'm out at the pond here.
I thought I heard the pond. So you're at Steve's house.
I asked Bozell if I could use his pond. He and the family are off at Olive Garden tonight having dinner, and it is very peaceful out here.
You know, I've never been to Steve's place.
So it is a pond.
Oh, yeah, it's a pond. There's a pond under a beautiful oak tree here. and there's a duck, there's a three frogs. You know, it's wildlife. He's got a very large expanse of grass here. Nice piece of property. I'd say Steve's got a couple, 3 acres, but, you know, it's nice to sit here.
Talking to Coach Vernon Dozier about the NHL's Vegas Knights. They currently lead 3-2 against the Winnipeg Jets in the Western Conference Final. You believe the success of the Vegas Knights should not necessarily be chalked up to just how excellent the organization is.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. I'm not taking anything away from the Vegas Knights. I think they're well coached. God knows they're damn good players. But I think the NHL has fallen down on the job. You know, they've but I guess when they stuck this club, and I'm not blaming the league necessarily. I'm blaming the other coaches.
You got to slow down, son, because we don't want a stroke here.
I do get hypertense.
Why do you take everything so? I don't know.
Phil, what do you mean, take everything so? Were you going to say serious?
I don't. By the way, why aren't you at home?
Why? I'm coming in from the desert. We had that golf tournament.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's Mandy?
She's at home. She's waiting for me, and I told her I was going to stop off. Nope. Take it easy.
I'm just wondering.
I mean, you having these moments, it worries me.
I'm not going to keel over from a stroke, okay? You have to understand the difference between a man who is getting more frustrated and more frustrated with every passing day. I'm all right, Phil, but I'm angry. I'm angry at the state of things. Now, the last time I was on your program, you people had me on to talk about something else that was tearing me apart.
Now, you just did that sound.
What?
That's the sound when you're getting tense.
All right, let me take a deep breath.
That better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Now, what, you're taking a deep breath and exhaling in a weird way.
I'm trying to get the feminine side of me up so it will engage and take some of the heat off of the masculine side of me. Okay, hold on.
I don't think... You know what? We should let you go, Coach. You need to get into your truck and get home.
I'm fine. Believe me, I'm fine. Hold on. I'm fine. I just don't like it when the National Hockey League and the Vegas Knights run around and beat up on the better teams in the league.
You're breathing funny, Coach.
Will you let me finish?
Take it easy, Coach.
When the teams in the league, like the Winnipeg Jets and the San Diego Ducks, or the San Jose Ducks,
San Jose Sharks,
I'm sorry, I'm always getting it wrong. When these teams are made to look like monkeys on a vine, on 100 yards of grapevine by the Vegas Knights, there's something wrong with the league. Hold on for a minute.
Why do you take this so seriously?
Phil, I take it seriously.
And why do you take it personally?
I take it personally and I take it seriously because I am a member of the athletic community. I'm a member of the profession. Sports profession. I'm a coach. And I don't like to see things going a certain way. I want to see the professionalism of experienced and entrenched veteran organizations come to the fore so that when some upstart punk team... I got to tell you something, Phil.
You know, there must be a story in your background.
There is. When I was coaching with the USFL, and I was at the LA Express, and we got a team called the Pittsburgh Maulers. They were a brand spanking new team, but they beat us the first game out of the gate. I said, and I told everybody, there's no way these guys beat us. We've got a year under our belt. We are badass to the core. We're going to go out there and take the pin. They had this guy named Mike Rozier. You remember Mike Rozier?
Mike Rozier, yeah.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy winner. And all this mess. I said, doesn't make any difference. We're going to take them, and we're going to take them apart like warm bread. We're going to pull them apart like warm bread. Well, we went out there, and this bunch of sheep.
Yeah.
This Pittsburgh Maulers, you know, and they hear this duck here. How you doing? This is what calms me down, Phil.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're calming down because a lot of people go out there, and they don't get calmed down.
Oh, I know. No, I know that. Bozell's one of them. And the other guy's, what is it, the Wheeler?
Well, Dean, yes, Dean Wheeler. Dean's got the traveling squirrel problem like Bozell has.
Yeah, the traveling squirrel. Anyway, I said, this Pittsburgh Mauler team beat us, and they beat us bad. And I remember going to bed that night, and I was awake all night thinking, how did this two-bit punk, Right out of the Cracker Jack box, beat us. And man, oh man.
And it bothers you today.
Bothers me today, yeah.
See, I'm worried about your health.
Don't worry about my health for the 9 millionth time. Now, there was just a breakaway there by the Winnipeg Jets, the same kind of breakaway that the Knights had.
I saw that.
Yeah, and the Knights were able to defend against the Jets' worth. Weren't.
Yeah, they weren't, not worth. Yeah, this is getting a little tense. In the third period.
Now, this is the game right here, Phil?
Yes, it's the one we got on TV.
Yeah, the one on TV. No, it's the game being played there in the studio. Wow.
Hey, Coach, I'm not, up to speed on these games, so take it easy.
Hey, by the way, I just heard your version of No Promises by, was it Ice House? I love that song. That was a very good version, Margaret, and I'm not kidding.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think they played it at the graduation a few years ago. No promises, but if you should fall. Don't tell people that I sing.
Yeah, it sounded kind of weird.
Take it easy there, Dickman.
All right, we got Coach Vernon Dozier with us. Where are they quoting? Oh, he says, on the Golden, I get more nervous watching them than anything I've ever done in my life. Bryce Harper is a huge fan of the Vegas Knights. I'll sit on my couch with my wife going nuts. I don't get nervous watching my team or when I play at all. I really don't. But when I watch them, I get nervous.
Now, look at that. What is that doing? That's got Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals not even got his mind on the job.
Well, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did. That he's watching the Vegas Knights. God. So what I'm saying, Phil.
All right.
No. What I'm saying.
Go ahead, speak it.
Are you going to let me finish?
Yes, we are, Coach.
All right. What I'm trying to say is that the Vegas Knights are a bunch of punks, no count.
Base hitter, no counter, good team.
Who said that?
Hey, Coach.
Who said it?
Dickman. Hey, Coach. He's entitled to an opinion.
Okay, but you know what? Forget it. I'm wasting my breath on you people. You'll never understand what it is to be a coach. And to become, you'll never understand.
Coach, I really am worried about you.
Don't worry about me. I'm going to get in my truck, and I'm going to go home. Hey, wait a minute. You know what?
What?
I didn't take my truck. I rode my Harley over here.
You rode your Harley?
Yeah, I rode my Harley. I had a Harley parked at the condo in the desert, and I came by. I completely forgot I didn't have my truck. Don't worry about it, Phil. I'm fine, but I'm getting the hell out of here.
Take it easy. You know, when you got hypertension?
Don't they tell me.
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine, but I forgot. I'm just going to get out of here. I'm going to get home and talk to my wife. I love my wife very, very much. So.
Take it easy, Coach, because as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make any difference what the opinion. You're valuable to us.
I can't hear what you're saying, Phil. Say it again. I got some.
I said you're valuable to us.
I can't hear a goddamn. Excuse my language, but I'm going to get out of here. And please, the next time I'm on your show, Phil, don't piss me off because.
Coach, we're worried about you.
Oh, knock it off. Out of here. Goodbye. Yeah. Here we go. Adios. I'm a ghost.
Well, what phone were we listening to?
What do you mean?
All of a sudden, he faded away.
I think he left the phone on the curb.
He left the phone on the curb.
That's as good an excuse as any, Phil. Don't start bugging me with this stuff.
All right, well, thank you very much for that, Coach Vernon Dozier, and we'll take it under advisement.
He left the phone on the curb.
Yes.
He put the phone down and said goodbye.
Whose phone was it?
I imagine it's his. Bud, why don't you drive over there tonight and get it?
Don't do it, Bud.
That's kind of fun, drive over there.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, man. That's like 50 miles. We're going to be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we'll be talking with, we got Jeff Dowder on to talk to us about how the equipment in this joint finally got repaired, man.
Wee-hee! Jeff Dowder coming up at the Phil Henry Show.
No promises if you should fall.
Mike Mecklenburg's Ford. Last year, we sold more Fords than any human being on the planet Earth. That's last year, we sold more Fords than any human being on the planet Earth. It just turns out that the guy that has the Ford dealership across the street from us is a robot. Mike Mecklenburg Ford. Let's try it again. Mike Mecklenburg Ford. We have all the tans, all the collages, all of the zoot suits, and all the Fremonts. We've got convertibles, revertibles, your vertible, and his vertible. Mike Mecklenburg Ford. And at Mike Mecklenburg Ford, we'll get you financing, we'll give you a top hat, we'll give you 5 points down, 6 points up, 3 point line, you're there. Mike Mecklenburg Ford. Mike Mecklenburg Ford. We're in the Trezeuse, right there near the chicane, just as you get squirrely out of that tunnel. Mike Mecklenburg Ford.
Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. If you wouldn't mind, head over to iTunes and give us a rating and review. When you give us a rating and review, then of course it goes into the mix, and people know you love us, and like that. So please, a rating and review. You BSPs, really appreciate a rating and review at iTunes. Head on over there. It's the Phil Henry Show. And Jeff Dowder is going to come on the line with us now. As you know, we had all kinds of technical problems over the last 3 weeks. We could not, for love or money, and maybe we still haven't. I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to the show tomorrow. But
well, it sounds a little bit better to me. Now, how are you going to know that? Who are you to question me?
Robert.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, listening to it in the headphones, you can tell.
Well, I think it's a good question. How are you going to know that? We got to listen to it on the air. That's the problem, I think, that we're having here, man. It's not so much that something's being done wrong or something's being done right. We can't tell, man, until we hear it over the air.
Well, you go out to the car and you listen to it, and you have yourself a real fun time out there thumbing it. I think it sounds great.
Thumbing it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Coach, for that.
Coach? Christ almighty.
I mean General, I'm sorry. Joining us on our newsmaker line right now is Jeff Dowder. Jeff, of course, is a regular contributor to the show. He does a variety of things. We mentioned his working at Caltech. And as a matter of fact, you're out of Caltech tonight, right, Jeff? I think we caught you mid-class.
I'm done for the night. I'm headed over to my car right now. But
thank you for coming in and checking this out for us.
Well, like you were saying, I think you're right. I'm not really sure, you know, if it is, if it has been, you know.
If it is, if it has been.
If it is fixed. What I did was, a lot of times I just go by, you know, how I sense it. And I do, if I sense it's going good, then I'll just leave it alone.
Well, what adjustments did you make?
Well, first of all, I was checking out the gate and the digout, you know.
What is the gate and the digout?
They're parts of the compression and the limiting for the equipment. But what I did is I upped the compression by also increase the gain so it squishes it.
Dang, squishes it.
What is this, man? 20 questions or something?
Bud, all right, so when you say squish...
Squishes it.
You mean compresses it?
Oh, well, yeah, that's exactly, yeah. I made the connection.
Yeah, all right, so, and then what?
Oh, then what we did, what I did, Mr. Henry, is I checked to see if the gate could be, you know, if you could use the gate. I don't think so. And then I just sort of sat back in the studio and kind of closed my eyes, did some deep breathing exercises, and imagined, you know, you and everybody on the air, and it's all sounding good on a Saturday night, you know? And so we'll see how it goes.
That sounds a very, you know, almost as if you're doing healing, emotional or psychic healing.
Well, it is. And I work in studios. I'm a musician, and so I work in studios. I produced Dark Horse's last album, Darkness at Sunrise, Cataclysmic. And
but the last album was called what?
Darkness at Sunrise, Cataclysmic. I produced the whole album.
Is that album? Is there any tracks available?
There's no tracks available right now. I don't have the demo. I could probably sing. I'd sing my favorite song from it. It's called Seismic Orgasmic.
Oh my goodness!
Well, you asked me.
Seismic Orgasmic.
Yeah, it goes like this.
Hey, Jeff, can I just interrupt you?
What's the problem?
You do this all the time. You don't have the musicians there. You don't have the band. You just hum it.
Mister, you wanted to hear a song.
Go ahead, Jeff.
It's called Seismic Orgasmic, and it starts out with Twinkles Wilson on lead guitar. And
Twinkles Wilson, when'd you hire him?
Well, we've had Twinkles for about a year.
What do you mean, Twinkles Wilson?
That's the name of their lead guitar player.
Well, I got...
And that's his name, huh?
Yeah, don't wear it out. What do you got, man?
All right, then, so, go ahead.
Starts out with Twinkles Wilson going... orgasmic, seismic orgasmic. I was with my girlfriend named Betty. And then another thing. And then the earth shook, and the moon shook in the sky. Seismic orgasmic Betty. And then...
All right, I get the idea.
Yeah, so you get the general idea. And another song...
All right, we don't need to hear another one.
No, hold on. Another song is called Day Turns to Black.
Well, that sounds very uplifting.
Well, it is uplifting once you accept the fact that you will pass through a phase of zombification before you have the peace of eternal rest. You will be a zombie, and you will, you know, eat probably one of your own children. And
hey, Jeff, what is this? Some kind of a joke, man?
No, it's not a joke.
And what does that mean, day turns black?
I just got done telling you. There's a lot of hope after you pass through the phase of the zombide.
Of zombide.
Yeah. You know, you people are really judgmental, man. I fixed your studio, Mr. Henry.
Well, I appreciate you coming out and doing that. I do. And of course, we still have to listen to it.
Well, you're going to be very happy.
Go ahead and do your song. It's called Day Turns Black.
Yeah, it goes like this. Well, day turns black, that is bad. Day turns black, you are fat. Day turns black, hey, hey, mama. Day turns black and everything is bad. The day turns black and everything is bad. Well, day turns black, that is bad. Day turns black, you are fat. Day turns black, hey, hey, mama. Day turns black and everything is bad. The day turns black and everything is bad. Well, the day turns black, she's black, she is white, she is red, she is yellow, it's a racial thing. Day turns black, and it's kind of like that, you know.
What is it, a boogie?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a boogie. It's kind of a Texas swing thing.
The day turns black about you turning into a zombie.
Well, not me, but everybody.
And it's a Texas swing thing.
Well, you said Texas.
Yeah, but not supposed to point that out.
Don't point out my mistakes.
Sorry. Well, the day turns black, she is black, she is red.
What is this, she's black, she's red?
It's a multiracial sort of party that he's having before he goes zombie. And another thing...
You know, you don't need to have... He fixed the equipment, Phil. You didn't need to interview him.
Well, that's a very good point, Phil.
Oh, that's a very good point, Phil. That's a very good point, Phil.
What's with you?
What's with me? You guys are so ready to point out how I made this mistake, how I made that mistake. You were looking forward to hearing from Jeff, weren't you? I just wanted to know if the guy fixed anything.
Yeah, I just want to find out.
Well, not only did he fix it, but we had him on, and he talked to us about day turns. It's a Texas swing thing about passing through the zombie phase.
Well, you never know, I guess.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California, is executive produced by Mr. Henry for C. Emprey Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us here as we, kind of crawl out of the debris of getting our studio in shape. We're going to have a whole week in June where we're rewiring everything here. But, you know, that's
the breaks, baby.
Don't forget to give us a rating and review at iTunes. Become a Backstage Pass member at philhenryshow.com and join the Backstage Pass family. We've got our chat coming up on Friday night.